Jeff, morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your situation?
Well, at the minute, my company I work for, they pay through the Ulster Bank, and myself, I'm with a different bank, and I've got no money at all. 82p to my name. We're meant to be paid today, and nothing. We've got nothing. No one. I've talked to other people in the company, and no one's been paid.
And when's the last time you were paid?
A month ago.
Have you contacted the Ulster Bank?
No, not yet.
What are you going to do?
Just hope and wait that it comes in. Sooner the better. The bills to pay.
What about the major announcement? Because again, this is about communication on a day like this. So this is the last Friday in the month, right? So the Ulster Bank, they know that this is a big day for local people in Northern Ireland. They know this is payday for many people in Northern Ireland. Have you seen their statement about big payday at the end of the month?
No, I haven't seen it myself.
Do you know why?
Why?
There isn't one.
That's very true. They should have one. They should be telling us what's going on. Give us a little bit of an insight. Just to help us to know if and when we're going to get paid.
Next week, they say.
I could hold out the next week, but can other people? I'm sure there's people that need the money.
What are you going to do?
Hope my mum's going to be generous to me. Let's hope for that. Let's hope she's got money. Never mind that. Let's hope she's being paid as well.
How long have you been with Ulster Bank?
I'm not with them myself. It's my company's with them.
Yeah, how long has your company been with them, do you know?
Not 100%, no.
It's hard to believe in this day and age. You know, it's not hard to believe there's a technical glitch. It's absolutely no problem.
I know.
It's then slightly harder to believe that there's no contingency plan. It's then slightly harder again to believe that some of these local managers, they've been out over the last couple of days, but it took them over a week for any of them to actually get out and speak to their customers through the media.
Yeah.
And then it's even harder to believe. Here we are, Friday, the 29th of June. Is there anybody anywhere in the Ulster Bank actually realised that this is payday? End of the month payday.
Yep, I know. I feel really, really bad for the families that that have mortgages out, that can't pay them, or have kids that need money to do things, or just need money to pay bills in general. What are they meant to do? How's Ulster Bank going to help them, or let them know, or any of that?
We'll hear
they haven't even told them anything.
We'll hear from the Finance Minister this morning about this very, very shortly indeed. Andy, morning Andy.
Morning Stephen.
What's happening with you?
Similar situation to the previous caller, really. My company banks with Ulster Bank. I'm with HSBC and Santander. It was supposed to be paid yesterday. That hasn't gone in. Santander, I've got a credit card with, which I use for company expenses. I was paid by cheque last week, which I've lodged with Santander. And Ulster Bank tell me that that's not going to clear until middle, maybe late next week. So I'm going to miss credit card payments. I'm going to go overdrawn this weekend when bills come out. So a similar situation to lots of people, I suppose.
How do you feel about it?
It's a bit of a pain, to be honest. I've been on Ulster Bank's website and I've phoned them up and spoken to them. Most of the information there is aimed at their customers. There's very little. Yesterday when I was on the website, there was nothing aimed at customers such as myself who don't bank with them who are affected by it. The information, the staff were as helpful as they could be, but just seemed to have so little information for people who don't bank with them. How do I claim any charges?
You should try looking at the information for people who do bank with them.
Yeah. It's thin on the ground, isn't it? The claim will get all the charges back, and also say it won't affect your credit rating. But, you know, there's a knock-on effect here. I've got a credit card, I'm going to miss a payment there, so I've got to chase up to make sure that's going to be okay. Am I chasing that up with my bank? Do I chase it up with Ulster Bank? Do I claim my expenses back through my employer? Nobody, you know, there was no answers to any of these questions when I phoned up and spoke to them.
But surely they must have some type of team sitting down, thinking about these type of questions, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And surely they must be providing that information up front.
Well, you'd like to think so. And I thought by this time in the situation, you know, they would have updated the website with this information. Now, The website said it was updated at 8:15 yesterday morning. I was looking at lunchtime. But again, it was all about their customers. So somebody somewhere needs to be thinking about the knock-on effect.
Look up the Ulster Bank website, see when it was last updated. What did we just see when this was last updated?
I'd say I haven't looked since yesterday, but...
We'll look now.